What's up, guys? It's Shannon, and we are less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. Can you believe it? Now, that means that it is crunch time for those last-minute gifts. Now, I've been telling you guys about the perfect gift idea for a while now, but maybe this time you're actually going to listen. Now, every single person on this planet has like three things in common, okay? We need water, we need food, and we need sleep to survive. Now, you'll go out and you'll buy fancy bottled water because it's allegedly so much better than tap water. Now, I just drink it right out of the sink. But you'll spend a stupid amount on takeout every week because it's just easier to buy food that's ready than it is to make it. And now it is time to invest some money in the quality of your sleep. But you don't have to get crazy with it or anything because Brooklinen sheets give you the quality and the feel of luxury without the cost. Now, I can't tell you in words how comfortable these sheets are. They are hands down the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. And now it is time for your upgrade with a discount. Brooklinen.com is giving you this exclusive offer because you deserve it for listening to me. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so confident in their products that they offer a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets, comforters, and towels. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Shannon at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code Shannon. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, it is officially the last podcast that we'll post for 2018. That means it's the end of the year, and it's time to look back on some of the Kardashian-inspired peaks and pits, some of the highs and lows, and some thoughts that I want to close out the year with. So I hope that you're ready for some really thought-provoking stuff, because that's what you're going to get in this week's edition of Stuff with Shannon. Now, you might notice that there's no Deontay again. It's okay, she needs a break. Our schedules have just not really matched up lately. So, sorry, it's just me again. Actually, I'm really not sorry, because I think I'm pretty dang entertaining sometimes. So I mentioned to you guys a few weeks ago that I've been going to church in the gayborhood lately. Now, you might not know that I am the godmother to my nephew Jake, he's 4, and that means that I need to set the good example, right? So I've been trying to go to church every Sunday so that he can see that his godmother is there and that he probably should be there too. And this church thing is something that I've not done since I was little. I probably went to church for about the first 4 or 5 years of my life, and then my parents just kind of quit going, so I quit going too. But I think that all those Catholic responses that you have to do during the Mass have kind of been burned into my brain, because I find myself getting really angry and confused now that those responses have changed. I feel kind of bad because a couple weeks ago I got the book that tells you the order of the Mass, and I was taking pictures of it with my cell phone so that maybe I could go home and practice what I was supposed to do. But I feel like there's something really wrong with taking pictures of the Bible or even a church book. I feel like I was plagiarizing or something, and I was waiting for an usher to come and jump on me or whatever because I was using technology in the church. But they didn't, thank goodness, and I've yet to go back and look at the things that I took pictures of, and that means I'll probably get mad again on Sunday when I'm there, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to say in response to whatever the priest says. But who decides that you're just going to change the things that you've been doing in the Catholic Church for however many years? I mean, can somebody just decide one day that red shouldn't mean stop and green shouldn't mean go, and then change the stoplight colors to like purple and orange? Who has that power? I'm guessing it's probably the Pope or whatever, but I'm kind of bothered by the fact that one person can go and just change something that's been happening for so freaking long. And yes, I just said freaking in the same sentence as the Pope. I don't feel bad about that, because this is real. And if the Pope was going to go in there and change the responses of the church, why didn't he change all the kneeling and standing and sitting and shaking hands and all that stuff that goes along with a Catholic Mass? At least change it during flu season. Now, I'm a total germaphobe, but I don't want to be that person in the Mass that doesn't shake anybody's hand and wish them peace. So I really, really try and put my OCD stuff aside and do it. But I just don't understand why they don't change things like that up, knowing that there's so many things that can go around through handshakes and hugs and having somebody give you bread that you're then going to put into your mouth. I don't feel bad when I stand up and let other people pass me to go do communion, which is get the bread and the wine, because I can't. I told you guys a few weeks ago that I got the bread and then I held on to it until the end of Mass. I was planning on throwing it away, but then I felt like I'd be throwing away the body of Christ. I couldn't do that, so I went ahead and ate it. But I can't do that every week. I cannot get past my issues enough to eat that bread. And I don't understand the people who can. If the CDC can recall lettuce and all that stuff, why can't they say that Catholics should not do communion during cold and flu season? I'm putting it out there for the CDC to hear. I think that this is really something that you guys should take under your wing. And I would love to know if more Catholic people get the flu than anybody else this season because of all the handshaking and peace wishing and communion eating and drinking and all of the things that we do. And on a completely different note, this is the reason that I missed church this past Sunday, was that I DJ'd a party from like 6 until 2 a.m. And by the time I got all my stuff loaded up and the valet found my car and I was home, it was like 3:30 in the morning, and my alarm did go off at 7:30, but I couldn't get out of bed. So I missed church this past Sunday. I'm sorry, Jesus, but it happens. While I was waiting for the valet lady to actually find my car so I could put my stuff in it, one of the guys from the party came over and was talking to me and some other people. He helped me load my stuff into my car, and I thought it was super nice. I was very grateful. But then he did it. He did the one thing that I thought no man would ever do again, and he asked me for my number. Now, I just assume that everybody knows that I bat for the other team, so I totally gave him my number thinking that it was innocent, right? But then I was like halfway home and I realized that maybe this guy that's not from our area doesn't know that I bat for the other team, and he was wanting to get together so that maybe one thing would lead to another. I don't know. He's only texted me that one night and said, let's do drinks soon, and I was like, sounds good. But if he doesn't know, that's like a really awkward conversation that I'm going to have with him. And all because I'm stupid and naive enough to actually have given him my number, thinking that he just wanted to hang out. So maybe nothing will ever come of this. Maybe he legit does just want to be friends, but he's a guy, so I really have to question that. And I'm the idiot that gave him my number. Now, that's probably one of the stupidest things that I've done this year, but there's some other stuff from this year that I definitely want to talk about. Lately, I've noticed that I really get aggravated and upset when I hear an Imagine Dragons song because I feel like the guy is yelling at me, especially with that Natural song. 'Cause you're a natural. I can't understand, like, they're on tour and they do pretty much every show, but how does that guy not have more issues than Justin Timberlake does? I mean, Justin Timberlake doesn't go and yell at us in every one of his songs, so how does he get bruised vocal cords and the guy from Imagine Dragons is just fine? And by the way, I know that I've talked about how I don't understand people's love for Cardi B before, but I am closing out 2018 with this revelation. She has started to grow on me. I think she did it with two songs, actually, with her song Money.
What I really want to see is the money. I don't really need a D, I need the money. All I bad need is a KKC.
I don't know why I love it, but I do. And then the song that she does with Kalani, Ring.
You don't hear my line no more. Oh, oh. You don't make it ring, 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 ring.
You don't hear my line no more. I want you to make it ring, 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 ring. I don't understand why we don't hear that song more, because I love it. So good job, Cardi B. Quit yelling at me, Imagine Dragons. Now, the best movie that I've seen in 2018 is not actually from 2018, because I watched it with my pregnant sister back in 2017, but Girls Trip. I've not seen a movie in the past year that makes me laugh more than this movie does, and it has some special meaning to me personally. I'm not going to get into that, but it does. Now, if you've not seen it and you need something to do While you're on Christmas break or whatever, I highly recommend watching Girls Trip. Now, the worst movie that I've seen in 2018 is something that I just tried to watch a couple days ago with my nephew, and that is The Cat in the Hat Christmas Movie. I think that Dr. Seuss must be on crack with some of the stuff that he comes up with. I tried so hard to watch this movie with Jake and Ben, but God, it was painful. It was painful enough that I officially declared it nap time less than halfway into the movie, and I'm sorry to the boys for cutting off your Cat in the Hat, but that had to be drug-induced. And another movie that maybe you should watch while you're on Christmas break, I'm kind of all over the place, but The Princess Switch. If you have Netflix and you're into chick flicks, this is probably the ultimate chick flick. It's a Vanessa Hudgens movie, and I promise you that I never thought in my life that I would cry during a Vanessa Hudgens movie, but I did during The Princess Switch, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's the truth. It just makes me want to have my own Netflix Christmas life, or my own Hallmark movie life, where everything is just, it all comes together in a pretty little package within like an hour and a half. I guess if that was reality, we wouldn't watch Hallmark movies and stuff, right? But I really want my Hallmark movie happy ending. Come on, Jesus. All right, so best cheer me up song of 2018. Another one that's probably pre-2018, but I just decided in the last month or so that it's one of my new favorites, and that's Maroon 5's What Lovers Do. Doesn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what will. And my least favorite song for 2018 is actually my least favorite artist for 2018. That's anything with Khalid in it. Now, I get that he's super talented. I get it. I understand that he's selling out shows all over the place, but he sounds like he's just so bored. Tell me why you never lie. Waste the day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where you love. And maybe he needs to blow his nose or something. I don't know. But I just don't get any emotion or feeling from anything that he does. And maybe I need to sit down and completely immerse myself with the Khalid album or something so that maybe I'll actually get it. But I'm just putting it out there that he is easily my least favorite super popular artist from 2018. And I'm sorry if that offends Khalid fans, but it's just my feelings. Now, some lessons that I've learned in 2018. And this one's a big one. This one can save you a lot of money because I've actually learned this one firsthand, but make sure you get your tires rotated and balanced every 5,000 miles or so, because believe it or not, those things can wear out enough within a year to have to be replaced again, and mine cost like $700 to get done. So seriously, get your tires rotated. I've actually got an appointment to do that today, and I'm overdue, but I've been busy. I mean, come on. And this one was a real game changer. This was something that I saw on Twitter, but another lesson that I learned in 2018 is this. Get ready, because this might blow your mind, but you know the hole in the Chick-fil-A nugget box, like the one at the in the center of the fold? Did you know that that was actually put there so you can put your straw through it and use the top as sort of a mini table? It's not just an extra spot where they forgot to fill it with cardboard or solidify the line. It is actually there for a purpose. Try it the next time that you're eating your nuggets in your car or whatever. And here's something else that I figured out in 2018. Do not waste your money on some stupid workout program. You don't need it. All you've got to do is buy yourself a set of suspension straps and use them while you're Netflixing. Now, I've been watching Dexter lately because it's so Christmassy, right? And I got to that point in the show where Dexter's sister Deb is with the ice truck killer, and then she figures out what was going on, and then to kind of recover from being almost killed by the guy she was going to marry, she starts getting obsessed with working out. Now, Deb's motivation has become my motivation. I find myself using my suspension straps so much, and I can already see the difference in my arm. So if you want to make yourself better, you don't need to invest in some stupid workout program. You just need to buy a set of suspension straps and then actually use them. And while we're at it, this really has nothing to do with 2018. I find myself laying awake at night sometimes thinking, whatever happened to Shadaisy? My little good friend. Empty hands by the closet door. A lipstick tube on the bathroom floor. Birthday bills And that whatever happened to Samantha Mumba? And last but certainly not least, and this one actually crosses my mind way more than it should, because I think Big Al had a mad crush on her when she came to do a radio station concert one time, but whatever happened to Debola Morgan? I know that's some compelling stuff, right? And something else that I've realized in 2018 is that white elephant gift giving might be great for your friends or your coworkers or whatever, but for your family gift exchange, I'm not so sure about it. And I say this because for the first time ever, my family has decided to do white elephant this year. And it is absolutely the most stressful Christmas time I think I've ever experienced because of it. How do you find a gift that could be perfect for a 20-year-old girl or a 60-plus-year-old man? It's pretty much impossible unless you're willing to Google. Yes, I did stoop to Googling the best white elephant gifts to try and figure out what I need to do this Christmas for my family. And I thought that I would share with you some of the best stuff that came up, because some of it seriously made me laugh ridiculously hard. Now, something that I've actually had to talk myself out of doing for somebody is making a pair of socks with my face on them. Because I think that anything with a picture is a great gift. It's almost as good of a gift as a greeting card. Now, I legitimately went through Kelly Raspberry's Facebook page to find the perfect face picture to put on a pair of socks. And then I went and found my own perfect picture to put on a pair of socks. And then I decided not to do either, because in reality, who wants a pair of socks with my face on them? And then somehow my search ended up with me on Amazon with this wall sticker thing of an elderly lady doing her inhaler. It's like asthmatic old lady uses inhaler wall sticker. And then if you go there, they have suggested items based on that product. They have so many stupid wall stickers. And again, it's a complete waste of your money and a complete waste of somebody else's gift, I guess. But if you need a good laugh, then you should definitely look at these things, because it's ridiculous to think that somebody might actually put this stuff on their wall. Now, if you're not really a germaphobe, this would never work for me, but they actually have a bathroom guest book that you can put on the back of your toilet and have people sign while they're in there doing their business. I could not get over the fact that it's right there behind my toilet, and every time you flush the toilet, germs go everywhere. Or the fact that people would probably sign it after they've done their business, and that means their hands have touched their parts and there's the germs. I couldn't do it. But if you're not a freak like me, then maybe this is something that you would be willing to give for a white elephant gift. They also have a 2019 Pooping Pooches calendar, or they've got a People of Walmart adult coloring book, which is pretty genius in a way. But at the same time, I would just want like a table book of the People of Walmart. I don't really want to put all that energy into coloring the stuff. And again, another sponsored items thing. If you put in People of Walmart coloring book, get ready, because some really vulgar things will pop up as the suggested items. Definitely not safe for work, but funny if you're just killing time during lunch or whatever. Now, last year for our white elephant gift exchange at work, I made my gift, and I thought that it was pretty genius on my part. I got a bunch of headshots from the show, and I cut out Kelly's face probably about 75 times. And then I glued them onto a sheet of paper, and then I framed that sheet of paper. And I think that actually the sales manager here at the show got it, and I think he's pretty content with it. And I've not seen any pictures of it hanging in the entryway of his house, but I mean, I think it was a pretty funny and thoughtful gift, because you know that I love Kelly Raspberry. She has been the one true love of my life since I met her almost 20 years ago. I love you, Kelly. So with that, I'm willing to bet that you are sick of hearing my voice. And if you can't tell, my voice is kind of getting tired of talking. I've got that Kardashian growl going on. But I just wanted to wrap this up by saying thank you so much for listening to Stuff with Shannon in 2018. And if you know people that are not listening to this podcast, maybe you can encourage them to make it their New Year's resolution for 2019. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope to see you back here in 2019.
See you later, alligator. guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.